Well, now to Texas, where the state's largest health insurer is being criticized for a change to its policy regarding emergency room visits. Some Blue Cross Blue Shield patients will have to foot the bill if they go to an out-of-network ER and their condition is deemed to be not serious. Blue Cross enacted the change earlier this month, and it's expected to take business away from what are called freestanding emergency rooms, legalized in Texas in 2009. There are now more than 200 in the state, and they're often used for minor ailments, even though they cost as much as hospital ERs. Vivian Ho is a health economist at Rice University and Baylor College of Medicine. She's in Houston. Welcome.
Thank you.
What do you say to the criticism that's coming from doctors? And I spoke with a friend who is a doctor who said that this is such a sad thing that Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas would do this, that it's going to scare patients away and even kill people.
So there are a number of things I would say. First of all, none of this would have been a problem if patients who walked into freestanding emergency rooms were told by the doctor, you know, what you're here for is not really an emergency. Why don't you go down the street to the urgent care center and you're going to be paying $200 instead of $2,000? The other thing is that everybody should have a look carefully at their insurance policy and figure out which emergency providers are in-network. There are plenty of places that are in-network where you will be protected and this won't be a problem. The other thing is Blue Cross Blue Shield Texas, you know, I've read their quotes in the papers here, and they've said, if you think you're having an emergency, go, because we will cover it. They don't look at what the final diagnosis was. If you go in and you think your ankle is broken and they discover that it was a sprain, you'll still be covered. What they're doing is only reviewing, and they're pulling the medical charts, and they're reviewing what the patient presented with. And so they're saying, if you presented with head lice and that was your only problem, well, then we're not going to cover that, and that's not an emergency, and you should not be receiving coverage for that if you went to an out-of-network provider.
Why do you think that so many people do go to the emergency room when apparently a lot of the reasons that they go are not actually emergencies?
I think they do it out of convenience, and that's made much easier in Texas because you can just go down the street. You know, these freestanding emergency departments are opening at the same places where you might see a bookstore next door. They think, oh, it's just like a retail clinic because it looks like one. So part of it is the customer is misled. And then when they walk into these facilities, sometimes you will ask the person behind the desk, is this covered by my insurance? And they'll say, oh, yes, we'll bill your insurer. But they give misleading information on whether their facility is actually in network for your coverage policy. Mm-hmm. The state legislature passed legislation just last fall that requires these facilities to tell the patient the truth. But there haven't been studies yet. I've heard anecdotal evidence that some people are saying this is actually not happening, and there are still patients being misled.
Well, and of course, if you go into an emergency room, neither you, the patient, nor the provider of care is thinking about that or wants to be thinking about how this is going to be paid for at that moment when it feels like an emergency. They want to just figure out how to treat you.
Oh, absolutely. And there could be many cases where a freestanding emergency department is going to be absolutely what you need because it's an emergency and they're close by. You don't have to drive 2 miles to the hospital emergency room. And those are cases that will continue to be covered by Blue Cross Blue Shield and every other insurer in Texas. Otherwise, there would be an uproar.
Let me just give you an example, because there's a similar policy in Kentucky. And Vox reported on one woman in Kentucky who had severe abdominal pain. She went to the ER. She thought it was appendicitis, but it was actually ovarian cysts. She got pain medication and went home and then got a bill for nearly $13,000 because her condition was deemed not life-threatening. Do you think that that's fair to force patients to figure out how serious their condition is?
So that situation for that woman is unfortunate. My understanding is if you are bent over with abdominal pain and you don't know whether it's appendicitis or something else, in this case, Blue Cross Blue Shield Texas would side with the patient because they've emphasized that they're only looking at the condition you present with. There's something in Texas called the prudent layperson law, and it protects the patient. It says if you're a sensible person and within reason, what you think could be a life-threatening or debilitating injury, then go to the emergency room and you will be protected and covered.
How do you think this new policy is going to impact these freestanding emergency rooms that you've been talking about?
That remains to be seen. I think it's really hard to get across to consumers to be aware of the facility that you're getting treated at. I think this will affect a small number of patients who will think twice, but it depends if they're listening to the news, if they're reading the news, and if they understand these policies. And I don't have Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance myself, so I don't know what type of material that Blue Cross Blue Shield Texas has sent out to their HMO patients. There's 500,000 of them. I'm sure they've tried to send out mailings, and it's a question of whether the consumers read them or not.
That's Vivian Ho, who is a health economist at Rice University and Baylor College of Medicine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And listeners in Texas, what do you think about this? Let us know at hereandnow.org.